King Solomon exceeded all the kings of the earth for wisdom and riches. Many notable people from all over the world came to see Solomon's splendor and to hear his wisdom. One who heard of him was the Queen of Sheba in faraway Arabia. Visitors to the Queen's palace brought reports of grand and glorious Solomon in his kingdom in Israel.
Oh, yes, Your Majesty. King Solomon has fleets of ships, bringing him gold and silver and ivory, and even apes and peacocks for the palace gardens.
And better still, I have heard King Solomon speaks freely, 3,000 proverbs and over 1,000 songs. The wisdom of this gifted man must come from God alone. I must go and see and hear for myself. I have some difficult questions I want answered.
Soon the palace began to hum with the preparations. Finally, when the great caravan of camels was loaded with rare spices and precious jewels and gold for Solomon, and food and water and provisions, they began the long journey. In time they reached the beautiful city of Jerusalem. The Queen of Sheba was led into the throne room of King Solomon. She ate at the banquet table from plates of pure gold. The king showed her all she wanted to see: the palace, the gardens, his own horses and chariots, and best of all, the temple. They talked about the things of God and living wisely and happily.
Have I answered all your questions, Your Highness?
Oh, yes. That was all I had on my mind, Your Majesty. There is nothing hid from you, King Solomon. You have explained everything. As for this glorious kingdom, truly the half of it was never told.
Heaven is more wonderful than we can imagine. The Bible says, "Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him." Everyone you meet wants to go to heaven someday, but there is no sin there. So we must take care of that down here. Jesus, God's Son, his own self, bare our sins in his own body on the tree. It was for you and for me he died and took the punishment and our blame. If we truly believe this, we are ready to receive him. Pray with me right now. Dear Jesus, come into my heart. Thank you for taking my punishment and dying for my sins. Please forgive me. I'm sorry for all the wrong things I've done. Thank you for a clean heart and a home in heaven and everlasting life. Amen.